Okay, so I have been asked to speak a little bit about the difference between how I identify spirituality versus religion, because I do often make the distinction in my writing and in my speaking, but I guess I haven't expanded on it adequately enough. So I absolutely identify religion and spirituality wholly separately, completely apart and distinct from one another. And here's how I look at it a little bit. On the left hand, we have religion, organized religion. It is a syndicate, a corporation, an LLC, a gathering of authority figures preaching a doctrine to its followers, its devotees. On the right hand, we have spirituality. It is an individual truth, an individual path. It is absolutely unique to each person experiencing it. I do believe that spirituality can exist within the confines and parameters of religion. But it doesn't always, they don't always exist in a mutually beneficial, symbiotic relationship. I feel that many use religion as a platform with which to judge, condemn, and damn others. You can't use spirituality that way. It's impossible to do so. Spirituality is your personal relationship with your higher power, how you identify your source of power, your source of creation. Maybe it's science, maybe it's not, maybe it's an alien, maybe you're a Scientologist, maybe you're a douchewad. We don't know. But that's how highly individual it is. Years ago, years ago, like a decade and a half ago, I was very deeply entrenched in the party girl lifestyle, and at 24 was told that I was a mid to late stage alcoholic with liver damage, and I was like, oh shit, son, that no good. I think I better go some AA. But I got to AA and I realized that they hold as one of their highest ideals a higher power. And I was like, oh, hell no. I was like, that ain't gonna work for me. And they said, your higher power can be anything. It can be a donut. I was like, well, it's kind of retarded. Like, donuts are good, but I don't know about worshiping one. But, basically, they were just trying to oversimplify it for me because I probs looked real dumb. But yeah, basically that's just my separation and distinction. Religion is a corporation. Spirituality can exist within religion. Religion can exist outside of spirituality with spirituality in the same individual. They can exist together, but they don't always. So yeah, I guess it's kind of a brief little blurg on that. And with that being said, I would encourage each of you to explore your spiritual side. If you have questions, you feel lost, maybe just say, hey man, I give it to the universe, and the universe might just guide you if you're paying attention, if you're listening. If you're a douchewad, you probably aren't. Interestingly, that kind of segues into this thing that's not super related, but it's a little bit related. As I was given some what are you gonna call it? Psychic information, I guess, like some prompting, some information about a week ago, I was led to some Bible verses, which was way crazy for me because I so do not subscribe to scripture. But then after I read this particular Bible verse and how it was so crazy synced up with the events that had transpired that day, that weekend, and how that divine synchronicity was dropped right into my lap, I was then visited with the knowledge that, and actually, I'm just going to read this from my notes because if I don't, I'll totes screw it up. Per scripture, this is my impression. Bada bada ba. Okay. No one true way to worship, source, God, etc. is right. Words from what is available to the people, blah, blah, reveals the words from what is available to the people per culture or region. Does that make sense? So if you're psychic, if you're clairvoyant, if you deal with spirit, you talk with spirit, you communicate with spirit, you may get promptings to visit your regional or cultural scripture, be it the Quran or the Bhagavad Gita. I tried to say the Buddhist one, but I'm stupid. The Book of Mormon, the Bible, whatever it might be, it doesn't mean that that's the one true scripture. It just means that that's what's available to you. So yeah, I hate to say that. I know nobody's going to want to really buy that, that one religion isn't true, but you know what? That's my truth and works for me. So peace, motherfuckers. Have a nice day.